This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. Attendees at the United Nations Security Council's emergency meeting on Monday in New York said the international community should provide humanitarian aid for the Afghan people during such a grim situation. When briefing the emergency session on the Afghanistan issue, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a united effort from the international community in offering the Afghan people humanitarian support in securing their basic human rights. Guterres said the U.S. presence or UN presence in Afghanistan will adapt to the security situation, but it will continue to deliver in support of the Afghan people in their hour of need. Meanwhile, news organizations are juggling safety concerns with the demands of a rapidly changing story on the ground in Afghanistan. The Taliban's swift takeover of the country has left some journalists and those who work with them worried about reprisals. The Committee to Protect Journalists is dealing with hundreds of requests from journalists within the country seeking help for them and their families. As CNN's Clarissa Ward says, the speed at which Kabul fell has taken many by surprise. This is the